self to be used for his glory and honor. So we want to talk this morning from Ephesians chapter 2. We want to use 3 and 4, if you would. And we want to use the title, Who Will Your Influencer Be? Who will my influencer be in 2023? Who am I going to let run the show in 2023? Is it going to be me? Is it going to be the world? Is it going to be Christ and me in 2023? That's based on who is the influencer of your life. It's a great time for you to be honest. Thank you, Urshas. Great time for you to be honest with yourselves and look within yourselves and consider this idea. Who will my influencer be in 2023? I made a statement earlier. I said, God has redeemed us. In other words, he has bought us. He has put us, he has made us his own. The good of us, the bad of us, the ugliness of us has been taken away from our lives. We've been given a new platform, and now it's time for the influencer to manifest itself. One of the things that I like about this passage of scripture, because it lets you see immediately that you once were. You were once in a position. And then it transitions and say, but now. Now puts the believer in a position of where there is a new sheriff in town. There's a new authority in our lives. The world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. Scripture says you once were, and then it goes on talking about how the world had its grips on you, the world being the influencer of your life, the world being, and you being the product of sin, transgressions, your sins, your transgressions as a result of who your influencer was. But now, today, the scripture is saying to you that your new influencer is of Christ and the Holy Spirit. No longer the passions, no longer the desires, no longer do we follow the commands or even the influencers of the world. But now you have every opportunity to follow Christ. The church in this day and time, we follow the influence of the Holy Spirit. One of the main things we capture around here, we say the Spirit makes a difference. Realizing the influencer of you and I are the Holy, or is the Holy Spirit of God. Now I can ask that question. Who will your influencer be in 2023? You once were, but now you are created brand new. If any man be in Christ, just like this new year, you have a new foundation to begin. Anew. An influencer is somebody who, in your niche or your industry, would sway over a target audience. And in this life, you are the audience. And the influencers have a specialized knowledge. And they have an authority. They have an insight into specific subject areas. And they offer these things to us in many ways. Unfortunately, some of our favorite celebrities are influencers. Athletes, influencers. Pop culture, influencers. They're up in lights. They're giving their positions on many instances. They're blogging out there. They're creating content for us to consider. But where does it come from? We even got little micro influencers out there, those individuals with the impact on the social medias. Amen. Some of them are not even, some of them are still wet behind the ears. But they offer us many cliches and languages, and like the Pied Piper, we follow them. Over cliffs, into valleys, and many of us to this day begin to develop and shape our lives with what they have to say. But I'm talking to believers this morning. I'm talking to those of us who have decided to follow Christ, the one who was and is to come, the author and the finisher of our faith. I'm talking about the ones who have said within ourselves that we have given our lives new meaning, and that being Christ is our influencer. But the question still remains, and it's personal. Who is shaping your thinking? Who is influencing you? Remember when we were kids, we were always warned about who we hang out with. Our parents didn't call them influencers, but they considered them as ones who were putting stuff in your head. Y'all remember those days? When mama used to say, don't hang out with so-and-so. I don't want you hanging out with him or her because that little gal is a little too fast for you. Amen, lights. Or that boy gonna get you in some trouble. That influence is still out there in the world, and it's wreaking havoc in the new lives that God has given us with regard to our faith. How many of you are still hanging on to every little bit of morsel that somebody will speak into your life? Don't y'all know that people will jump on you quick, fast, and in a hurry, and in an attempt to influence your thinking? You could wake up in the morning and have good on your mind. By the end of the day, somebody done already wrecked your thinking. Somebody has already influenced you. Somebody has already attacked your major goal in life. Bubba, you woke up talking about, I'm gonna do it better than I did yesterday. But by noon, default. You're back where you was. No progress. Character building out the window. I'm gonna be better today than I was yesterday. I ain't gonna cuss nobody out today. I ain't talking about you, Bubba, by no means. But I ain't cuss nobody out. I ain't spoken ill of nobody. I been thinking good thoughts concerning everybody. But all of a sudden, somebody just moved right alongside of you and just dropped a nugget, dropped a influence on you, and you back where you were. You got to watch those kinds of things. You'll say, where? You look at yourself and you say, where did that come from? How did I get here when I wanted to be here today? How did I get into the bad and the ugly? And I really started out here. It's the influences. It's those things that you listen to. It's those things that you pay attention to. It's those things that you are allowing to affect you up in your head. Sometimes you just gotta say to yourself, I'm not gonna let nothing separate me from the love of God today. I gotta keep on keeping on in this straight and narrow way. I can't let everybody get into my head today. Because what's in your head generally gets to your heart, and your heart winds up responding to it. I want you to hear me today, because all of this is a part. God told us in Scripture through the Holy Spirit, He says, let this mind be in you, the same that was in Christ Jesus. Somebody might be saying, well, how is he connecting this? How is he connecting this? It connects very easily, y'all. It says, all of us once lived among them in the passions of our flesh, following the desires of our flesh and senses, and we were by nature children of wrath, like everybody else. But God, who is rich in mercy, and out of the great love with which he loved us, has said to us, let this mind be in you, the same that was in Christ Jesus. In other words, let Christ be your influencer. How many of you know the demon continues to operate Amen, light, you say what you want to say. But there's a demonic presence, there's a demonic influence in society today that has a platform and is operating with full force today. Now, I want y'all to be careful as you open up the airwaves of this world and allow them to enter into your mind. I want you to be conscientious of the fact that everybody that you are hearing or listening to is not your friend. Everybody that is after your attention is all about trying to sell you some goods that they have considered for themselves and just might want to wreck your journey of faith. All of a sudden you find your house is a mess because you listening to the Facebook, you listening to the social media, you listening to the advertisement that the world is giving rather than what your faith have already set you up in. You preaching today, preacher. You're resurrecting all of those worldly influencers rather than feeding on the resurrecting faith and hope of Christ in us, our hope of glory. Where's Christ? Where's Christ in 2023 in your life? Is he the one that's whispering in your ear? Is he the one that is saying how much grace is sufficient that he has for you? Is he the one offering you all that you can have all things through him that strengthens you? Is he the one that has the most prolific voice in your head and heart in 2023? Something to think about, isn't it? And it's good that you think about it, because you got to consider that we have resurrecting power. Watch this. Watch this. Neil, we got resurrecting power. We have the ability to resuscitate the old. The old thinking, the old stuff. The old things that we used to do. We have the ability to speak them to life. See the scripture is clear, y'all, when it tells us that I got to die daily to my flesh. I got to die daily to the realities that I encounter. And I have to make sure that I am allowing God to influence me every day, Miss Emily. Every day. I've got to take every thought. I've got to take everything and consider it as to where in the heck is this coming from. I got to have a filter in place to make sure that I can remain on the right path, because it'll take you out. It'll take you out, and it'll take you to a place, put you in situations that you have no business being in. You be saying, did I follow Christ into this? Thinking you got an ideal, but you wind up with an ordeal. Come on now. Come on now. I'm just talking about life in itself. Faith journey. The faith journey offers a unique place for us to dwell. Do you want to be like everybody else? Or do you want to be like the author and the finisher of your faith? This faith journey, I'm challenging you to take a real look at who you're really following. Are you following the passions of the flesh and the senses? Are you the follower of the old sin nature? Are you still grooming and shaping yourself and your identity in the identity of the world? Or are you open to God who wants to make you a difference maker in the world? Still take our hits from what the world considers success and fame rather than considering what God has offered us. Challenge you today that you follow Jesus. You take no chancing of getting lost. It's Jesus' spirit that informs the world and desires to influence even the church and the church dwellers and the church representatives in the world today. See, this year it marks the 94th anniversary of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday. We'll be celebrating it tomorrow. 94 years. I say, wow. 94 years of representation still strong in the lives of many. He's been dead 55 years, y'all. Almost 55 years he's been dead. And I'm just wondering how much of his influence still exists. Oh, yeah, the name still exists. The history of it all still exists. But how about the influences that he has made when it was fresh? Are we allowing it to slip away? I know there's a lot of spiritual realities out there that are challenging our life together. But does his influence still remain among us? Rev, we got COVID-19 right now to still be considering. We got health crisis to still be considering. We got economic distress going on all around us. We still have racial division. We still have a political discord among us. I want you to consider this for a moment. Dr. King said, regarding hope, I remind you of my past sentiment that hope is always animated and undergirded by faith and love, and that hope is the refusal to give up despite insurmountable odds. Always remember, if you have hope, you have faith. Those of you who have considered Christ as your personal Savior, this is the same faith that Dr. King talked about. These are the kinds of influences that must continue to reach our young people. They don't have the opportunity to consider it in your faith. They just gonna have faith in anything that they are capable of having. They're gonna be listening to any and everybody because they're looking for a way. They're looking for an avenue. And your Christian influence might be the only sermon that they read. Be careful how you influence. Be careful where your stuff is coming from. Be careful where your advice is coming from. Is it coming from the flesh? Is it coming from the internet? Or does it come from a source that has been proven time and time and time and time and will prove itself even the more? Who is your influencer? Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, will be my command to you today. Let's give God a hand clap of praise. That he looked beyond our faults even and saw our very need. That he chose to give us a hand up. That he chose to give us a light in the midst of darkness. That he chose to be our waymaker instead of our haymaker. Y'all gonna let all this other stuff influence y'all? When y'all got so much more? Much better. The one who was and is to come is in your conda. That's why we give y'all so many opportunities. We trying to influence y'all. We really trying to be an influencer in your life. We're trying to make sure that Christ reigns, that Christ is supreme, that you have a way out of no way. See, Bubba, I just got to stop. Because folks need to know this. Folks need to know there's so much you can know about what you got while you're looking for it and whatever it is. It's in Christ Jesus. He said, I am that I am. He said, I am Alpha, I am Omega, I'm the beginning and I'm the end, I'm the first and I'm the last. Whew. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All of the ground is sinking sand. I wonder if I got a witness in the house today. Give God a hand clap of praise if you can witness to the reality that your faith is authentic because it is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness. You dare not trust the faintest thing. You wholly lean on Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Ain't God good, y'all? God's good all the time.